Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news.
I'm just worried for him, for the family. I've got a brother that's in college, and, you know, he's going to IU, so, you know, they're trying to take care of that, and it's scary.
Starting tomorrow, production at all 30 Chrysler factories will cease entirely for at least a month. Ford will add a week to its normal two-week seasonal shutdown at a number of its plants, and General Motors is cutting costs by halting construction of a new plant. President-elect Obama continues to put his cabinet together. He nominated Mary Shapiro, an experienced regulator, to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. CNN has also confirmed that Democratic Representative Hilda Solis will be nominated as Labor Secretary. Meanwhile, some liberals and gay rights activists are criticizing Obama for choosing an evangelical pastor to lead prayers at his inauguration. Pastor Rick Warren strongly opposes abortion and same-sex marriage. An Obama spokeswoman says the Warren pick does not necessarily mean he agrees with all the pastor's views. Now facing a stint in an Iraqi prison, the journalist who hurled his shoes at President Bush is asking the Iraqi government for leniency. According to a government spokesperson, Muntadhar al-Zaidi characterized his actions as ugly in a handwritten letter to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Some Iraqis have rallied in support of al-Zaidi with widespread protests against his detention. In Arab culture, throwing your shoes at someone is a sign of contempt. Credit card users could be in for some good news. The Federal Reserve is expected to vote on new rules for credit card providers today. It's thought the measures could include a clampdown on so-called rate jacking, where interest rates skyrocket. A similar bill was passed by the House in September, but has stalled in the Senate. The tough economy is causing some to send fewer presents this year. The Washington Post reports the Postal Service expects to deliver a billion fewer pieces of holiday mail this year. And FedEx says, as best as it can tell, Christmas has more or less been cancelled. That's so sad. Those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.